Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Ki Tzeitzei Elo Tavshin Pei Beis. I'll learn it to be in Tzchus Vefur Shlema for Esther Tehillah Las Ariel Tzipora Peso Shem Chol Yisrael. Five ideas. Three out of the five are going to be from the world of Ger, the Chassidus of Ger. Here we go. The Siftei Tzadik. Who was the Siftei Tzadik? The Siftei Tzadik was the brother-in-law of the Sas Emes. And he took over after the Sas Emes for some of the Ger Chassidim. And he has a very similar kasha. If you look at Parshas Ki Tzeitzei overall, he says there's 74 mitzvahs, which we don't have by any other parsha in the Torah. Why do we have this? And he quotes the Gemara Menachos at Daf Kuf Yud and tells us, "Sha'oisei b'Torah oila, Torah's oila kilo hikrav oila." Someone who's oisik in the Torah of a carbon oila is if he brought the carbon oila. Said it's not stam that every single one of us when we learn about these mitzvahs as if we're doing them. The vade amechavish idea liman hamitzvahs yair besochli beino kilo kiyam them. When we learn about the 74 mitzvahs, they're mamish, they're implanted, ingrained within our hearts as if we fulfilled them. The kodim yomadin tsurichin lechazik libeino shenizki leskarv laHashem isbarach. He said before we come to Malach Malach Malach, before we come to yomadin, before we come to Judgment Day, before we're made on a kodesh baruch hu's malchus, we have to make sure. Or we're fully in tune and fully being mekabel ochum aluch shemayim. So much so that 74 mitzvahs, he says, it's always an elul. So much so, he says, we're being made on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's edus. And that's why we know, Chazal tell us that if you look in Shema, the word Shema, in the ayin and Shema, and the echad, in the dalet and echad, they're ayin dalet. We're being an aid to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Adia mitzvahs yichol neskarev li dobik b'Hashem Yisrael v'chein hu b'liman mitzvahs. Says the Piltzer Rebbe, the Siftei Tzadok, the brother of the Sfas Emes, it's not just that we're learning these mitzvahs, that it should be Zoicha, and when you learn them, it's as if we're doing them, and we're also being made, right? Ayin Dal is a lashon of made, of bringing a testimony on Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. Nalev Simcha, one of the other Ger Rebbes used to say, Nalev Simcha was the son of the Sfas Emes, in Miamis. He says, why Dafka Ayin Dal? It's not Ayin Gimel, Ayin Hey. Why? Nirmas, but pasuk the shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. The pasuk we're going to read, I believe, in Parshas Nitzavim, when it says to return until a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or the pasuk says, I think in the Haftorah, excuse me, by Shabbat Shuvah, we return unto a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ayin Dalet, it's a Shema Tshuva, it's a Shema Bitachon, or Rav Eichmann always likes to say, it's not just on Ayin Dalet, there's penimius behind it. When we learn about it, so that's if it's a tzaddik. We learn about we're being made on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're being made within our lave. The more you're involved in something, the more you're going to make kavod shemaim to. Like the Sfas Emes says, the Elul is Erev Shabbos and Tishrei is Shabbos. The more you do an Elul, the more your Tishrei is going to be. The more you do on Friday of Erev Shabbos, of Elul, every day of Erev Elul is Erev Shabbos, according to the Sfas Emes. So the more you'll be zoicha to have for the Malchus. Incredible idea from the Siftei Tzadik, the Simcha, the Sfas Emes. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Malbim. The Malbim, one incredible Malbim. The fourth pasuk in our parsha. One of the first few pasuk in our parsha. Yeah, the fourth or fifth pasuk. The Haya Emloch, that's the Baba Shilach, the Nashra Machart, Lon Kim Baba Karel, also Amir Baba Saka Sharshanisa. What's going to be, you know, she's going to live you for 30 days, and you decide you don't want her anymore. You're not allowed to have her any money. You should not put her to work because you afflicted her. But what's this lashon of Imloch Chafatzta, but right before it says that at the end of the day, you had Cheshet, you wanted her. Look at Pasuk Yad Aleph. So now she got a haircut and now she's crying for her father and mother, now you don't want her anymore. What's the difference between Cheshet and Chafetz? Imloch Chafatzta, beginning she wanted her, now she didn't. So in the Malbim, you got to look at the difference between the word Cheshet and Chafetz. A Cheshet is something that has no das and no is bonus. It's like a taiva. It's like you put a little in front of a kid or something. Says the Malbim, then you put something in a second, and he immediately forgets the first thing. When he sees the second thing, the first thing was a desire, and then you put something else. He says, when it comes to Kedusha, Kedusha is Chafetz, right? He says that first it was Chashka, first it was, and then he really wanted it, and then a time passed, he realized it wasn't Matim, it wasn't for him. Shagil Chazroisha, Huvra Shekvar Mezachil, Hu Lochavetz Ba. That's why he wanted to be able to send her on her way. And the Malbim continues, and he says, the Chafetz, we know the puzzle says, when a person gets awakened, a person gets inspired, you have to be able to put it into a desire. And the Ramban says, a Chafetz is a Chafetz. When a person has a Chafetz, when a person has a desire, when a person has that fire to get an El, you feel, you hear Torah, you hear Nigan, you have a beautiful Shabbos, you got to put it into a Chafetz, you got to put it. Manish into something real, into something small, but something tangible. Says the Malbim, what happened? that originally she had the cheshek, and now the lochafatzta, because the cheshek was without an izbonus, without any cheshbon, it was just out of taiva. And then he let some time go back. He had some izbonus and cheshbon and nefesh, and he saw what he really wanted. What he really wanted is kedusha, is tahara. But says the Ramban, it's important for us to be able to make sure when we have those desires, we're able to make sure. Rav Simon always says this, Ramban, when you have matias ava ashe tachbots, make sure to put into a chafetz, make the chafetz into a chafetz, make the desire into an object. Moving on to Din number 3. Din number 3 comes to us from the world of Ger as well, the Beis Yisrael, the son of the Imre Emes. Next pasuk Tezvav. Kisien al ishtei noshim ha'achas ha'uva ha'achas nua. One person's going to have two wives, one of them's hated, one of them is loved. The firstborn is going to come to the hated one. But says the Beis Yisrael, al derech remes, he says, sometimes in our avodas Hashem, we have things that are easy, and sometimes in our avodas Hashem, we have things that are hard. And most of the time, we like to think that the ones that are easy, that's the ben ahuva. The ben asnua, the things that are hard, and that are difficult, that are challenging. But says the Ger Rebbe, says the Beis Yisrael, don't think the as achuva shenir lo shmenaka achas shenua shabalidei surim lo yuchel of course ben avu. Don't always choose the easy way out. No, ke'ika mashabalidei assuming yegia torsh marti ba'af hisha amdali. The Medrash of Kohelet. Chadosh Baruch Hu wants to see the yegia. Chadosh Baruch Hu wants to see us working. That yeshatoyv lo laodem davar echav etzar mimeya berevach. Don't think at the end of the day it's all about your ahava. It's all about the things that are hard. And this is what I saw once from the current Slonim Rebbe, the son of the Nesiv Hashem, Dar Chinom of Slonim, says, Alom Torah b'layla ki le shechina negdet. Gemara says in Talmud, when someone learns Torah at night, the shechina is there. What does it mean? Someone learns Torah during the day, it's not there. It means, says the Dar Chinom, the Chadosh Baruch Hu knows at the end of the day that a person, it's very easy to learn when things are going well, but when you push and you do your best, even when things are hard, you're not feeling it during Ellen, you're not feeling you messed up, and you still push and you realize that you're a Ben and you're a Bas Melech, you could always return to Chadosh Baruch Hu. That is when the Rabbanu Shalom loves so much. That is what Chadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Beis Yisrael is saying here. The Beis Yisrael of Ger telling us, when you have that Achas Ahuva and Achas Asnua, you have those times in your life where you're inspired, Achas Ahuva, and the Achas Asnua, and the times where you're not inspired. Don't think at the end of the day it's all about the Ahuva moments. No, you have to make sure that take care of the Ben Asnua. But look, what does the Pasuk say? Ki yes, HaBachor Ben Asnua, Yachir Lolo's Pei Shnayim. You have to make sure to give it double. What does it mean to give it double? And Chodesh Baruch Hu's eyes is the Beis Yisrael. Chodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, that's what gets the Kefal. That's what gets the double. That's what gets the reward. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to, he wants the struggle. The reward is the struggle. The more we work hard, especially when we're not feeling it, the more we'll be blessed. And it's never too late. Like the Kutzker Rebbe said, it's late, but it's never too late. Especially when things are hard, we push through, we do our best. We went to idea number 4. Idea number 4, staying in the world of Ger, of the Ger Chassidus. My new Sefer Yag, the Torah, loves quoting. Ah, so good. So the last few psukim talks about in Rishon, talks about the Ben Sor and Mor. But Amru was like, no, Iro, Beninu, Zer Sor and Mor, Ino Shemel Kalinu, Zolel Vosoyve. They say to the Zekeim, the son of ours, the father, mother, they say, he's a Ben Sor and Mor. He didn't listen to our voice. He's a glutton, he's a guzzler, he's a zol of a soive. Remember Gemara, Imre Emes goes on in Rukutim. He quotes Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Alf. There's a halacha. Shem haya ovev imo charishim. Let's say they're deaf mute. The father and mother are deaf mute. Einenu niya ben sor mora. They can never call their son being a ben sor mora, that their son's a wayward son. Why? Shenemar einenu shemeh bekoleinu lo charishim. Because at the end of the day, they didn't listen to his. They didn't listen to their voice. And they don't have a voice, but someone's deaf mute. It says the Olam, the Imre Emes quotes it. Inir Shemem Bekolino She'inim Charishim Harikosim Musav Al Shmiyas Haben. That's talking about the Pasuk Pshat is they didn't listen to the son. Didn't listen. Inir Shemem Bekolino. It's not referring back to the parents. Inir Shemem Bekolino is that the son didn't listen. It says the Imre Emes, what is it? What does it matter if the parents? What is Gemara telling me? What is the Mishnah telling me that if the parents are Charishim, then the kid can't be a Ben Sor Amora? Says the Imre Emes, Sha'adam Arutz Elom Mermosel is also, if a person wants to be able to give a message to his friend, Eino Yochel Ashpia Lov, Elam Kenu Atzmo Shemeh Es Shomer Mipiv Oymer, Vuhu Atzmo Mekayim Zahar Es Asher Hudosh Mechabro, Ki Oz Harei Eilu Zvam Yotzim Nam Nechon Zalev. At the end of the day, if they can't hear the words, then there's been so or more, their son can't hear the words also. You can't give over a message if you're not going over the message themselves. Of course, if the kid can hear, but the parents can't hear, they're out. Why, says the Imre Emes? Because if you can't model it, it's not the kid's fault. A person can only give over something that's real when you can model it. Ayotzim alev nechnasim alev means that it'll penetrate the heart only if it comes from the heart. If the parents can't hear, then the kid can't hear. And they, just like they work on the negative way, the Dovna Magad, what the Gra told him, when the Dovna Magad asked the Gra, how do you be able to inspire? You have to be a Kaisi Revaya, the Gra said, the Vilna Gaon. You have to be constantly overflowing cup. And that's the ultimate chinuch. Ultimately, not telling your kid to daven or tell your kid to beat snias. It's to be davener. It's to beat snias. And not just be davening and snias and elul, but constantly just being sincere. Kids are so real and so, they see, pick on what's so real and so, they see what's authentic and what's not authentic. Modeling is, we go to every Dr. Pelkovitz and Dr. Rabbi Abram J. Tversky class, he say the number one thing you have a Yiddishkeit is modeling. And here, the parents are shim aviv the charishim. They can't hear. They can't expect to ben so moris in here, says the Imre Emes. At the end of the day, the only one way to be able to give over chinuch, to give over Yiddishkeit, is when you and yourself are in it, doing it. What comes from our penitent's heart. What a beautiful message from the Imre Emes and from the Vilna Gaon and from all the holy, holy psychologists out there. Moving on to day number 5. The first 4 ideas were on Rishon, and we got the Shlishi, Kisin, the Bayis Chodesh, we make a new house, Hasiz, the Ma'akal, the Gagachiv, to make sure they have a fence. There's a halacha mitzvah, the Raisa, to make sure your fence are on your roof. Says the Shlach Chodesh, Hasiz, the Ma'akal, the Gagachiv, says the Shlach, Matzasi, Remez, Gag, Hu, Gavaya, Gag, a roof refers to high, to something that's high. What's the message for us? Says the Shlach, Roma, Shayasa, Gvulagas. A person has to make sure that when you make a roof, when you make yourself high, you have to make sure to be careful of the Gavah, make a fence around it. If you don't say that, look at the rest of the pasuk. You're going to fall. It doesn't mean you're going to fall physically, just physically, also spiritually. A person has to make sure to put a fence around their gag. A person has to make sure to put a fence around their gaiva. And this is what we said from the Chiddush Harim. Right, we started, the whole thing was about Ger Chassidus. I'll start with the first Ger Harim. The Chiddush Harim says the Elul, the Creek, Seven, and Mizmah Lesoida. Haril Hashem called. If there's Hashem and Simcha, Bolaf and Rabbanah, do Ki Hashem Elokim, who a son of Velo Anachnu? Who a son of Velo Anachnu? Velo Anachnu, we're His? Only if we make ourselves Lamed Alf, it's a Kriyan Ksiv. If you make yourself like nothing, Lamed Alf, then you could be Lamed Vav, then you could be His, then we could be their Moshe. That's what El is all about. Be Mevater ourselves to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like the Svarim say, and you make your Ani Ledoidi, then Vidoidi Li. You make your Anochis for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, make your ego for their Moshe, then the Moshe will help you. Make sure to be careful with Anivas, careful, very, very careful with the guy who look at the Ramban from last week's Parsha, look at Rav Shachter, Chelik Beis, and Rav Shachter on the Parsha. He has a whole beautiful Torah on Gaiva, the Isser Gaiva, and the Midah Vanova. Incredible idea, check it out. From Dr. Alan Weissman Shlita. Let's review these 5 ideas. So first of all, we start from the Sifte Tzadik. Why Dafka? There's so many mitzvahs and parshas kiseitze, and no other else than the Torah. And he brought to the Chazal and Menachos. That's it. When you learn about something, it's as if you did it. When Kaum comes before Yom Adin, our Mamash and Mamash in the 3 weeks from tonight, where you're going to stand before Hashem, we now have all this chusim. When we learn about those mitzvahs, as if we did them. And that's what he says from the Lev Simcha, Vashavt, and you know, but before you get to the Simcha, and he says the Ayin Dalet, and Shema, they're big, because we're being made at Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus. To make sure we're putting in those mitzvahs into our hearts. Lev Simcha says, Vashavta Ad Hashem Lekecha, that we turn to Atta Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether the Pasuk refers to Shabbat Shuva, or the Pasuk Parshas Nitzavim, that we turn onto Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what the Ayin Dalet, Dafka Ayin Dalet 74, it's the Shema Bitachon, not for now. The second idea of the Malbim tells us, what happened? Yud Alf, you wanted, she wanted her, and now he doesn't want her. Because it says, you have to look at classic Malbim style. The word cheshik and chefetz are different. Cheshik is with no hispaniness, no thinking, it's just a taiva. But then after time, he was throwing things, 30 days went by, no chavatsi, it's not for me. Not for me. And that the Ramban tells us when we have to think, when we're inspired, just like we have to be careful for the negative, we have to be able to make sure when we're inspired, we have to take the pas, ma'at yu, ma'at yu, the Ramban says, Ramban, a chavetz is a chefetz. When you have a chavetz, you have a desire, make sure to put it into an object. The Beis Yisrael, the Gerebi, Chavalf, Tazvav, you have times in your life, Ksenel Ish Snua. But there's a reason why the snow gets the pishnayim, because the inner bonus side, the cheshbaba doesn't care so much for the days that things are going well. He wants the things when things aren't going well, and a person still decides to learn and still decides to be kind and caring and loving and making sure to be good and as best as we can. And that says the Dar Chinom, the Shechina is the kenegdo when balayla, not just mean at night when you learn Torah, but when things are hard and you still decide to do your best. Rabbi Hashem says, Gevat. For this is the Emes, Inenu Shemim B'Shomei B'Kolenu. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that if the parents are charishim, they're deaf mute, and their son can't be in Salamarab. And Yashem Bakolino doesn't refer to the parents, it refers to the kid. No, says the Imamis. The kid can't be responsible. The parents can't hear. The kid can't be responsible. The kid can only be responsible if they had the message from the parents, if they saw it and they heard it and they were inculcated in it. And that Midah Tov Meruvot, says the Gra, told them the Magid, how to be able to give over Yiddishkeit when you yourself are modeling it, and you're Klesi Revaya, when you're making sure your Shabbos table is Gevalt, and you're making sure that it's not just not filled with Lashon Hara, but it's filled with Smiras and filled with Kedusha, and your life is filled with Torah and Mitzvahs, and it's filled with Elul, then you'll be able to give that over. And you can't expel Yotzim in Alef and Nechnasim Alef, but the parents can't give over to their kid. It can't be Ben Samar. What a lesson in modeling and Chinuch, like Dr. Plekowitz or Baby Jim Tuskin, all the holy psychologists would tell us. And finally, for the final Shalak Kodesh Mitzvah, Asita Gat L'Gaga, Maka, if they put a maka in your gecha, of course someone's going to fall. Because the gaiva first to hide, first the gaiva, to put a fence around your gaiva, to make sure you stay by anivas. And that's what Chidushim says, Elul, by Mismal Soda, Elul's creaks of low and low. The more you say, you make yourself, nullify yourself, submit yourself, subjugate yourself to the Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Aleph, the more you make yourself Lamed Vav, the more you make yourself His. Like this farm, to learn Torah, to learn mitzvahs, to make sure to, the more we learn it, the more we're preparing ourselves, the more we're being made on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod Shemayim. Make sure we have this bonus, what we want and what we don't want in our lives, to understand the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that loves and desires at times and the things that are hard, Yishkai when it's hard, to realize that we need to be so sincere and authentic in our and everything, and to be great role models to anyone, everyone we want, learn. And to be able to make sure that we stay away, far, far away from the Isra of Gaiva, to be able to make sure to stay humble by Hashem. Shkoich, Ksiyos, and Tov, good, 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 good.